It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
I'm so glad you joined me today on the Amber May show. Of course, I'm Amber May, and joining me in the studio is Cheryl France Wellman. She is the founder of Love Link Lord. We're going to dig into what Love Link Lord is because I'm really curious, but I know a little bit. So we're going to dig right into it. And I found her fascinating because by profession, she's a hairdresser, and she's taking her profession to the next level and using her talents that God gave her to help people in need. And I'm hoping that she will encourage you to do the same with whatever you have going on. You know, there's different programmers on our station that talk about taking the mountains that God have given you. Well, Cheryl today has taken her mountain, and her mountain is hairdressing. And she can use that tool to reach into the lives of people. And I want to encourage you, after you hear this show, to get involved in her ministry. So welcome, Cheryl, to the program.
Thank you, Amber.
So, Love Link Lord, can you tell us a little bit about that?
The greatest commission, I know you know this one, Amber, where to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And this is the first and greatest commandment, he says. And then the second is just like it, but is to love your neighbor as yourself. And so I believe that the Love Link Lord ministry is about linking, and that means connecting. And also God shared with me that there's so many people that are linked in to telephone, to computers, to the TV, to going, you know, to sports events, to our pets even. And those things can become idols. And what happens is that we forget and don't spend time with God himself and spend prayer time, spend alone time with him. And it's, I heard him clearly say that I need to be linked back into the world. And I'm just grateful to be able to have received that message, and I'm in faith putting myself out there as his farmer in the field. The talent that I have, the background is hair, cosmetology, and I decided through God's message to me was I could use your talent out there and go out and make a ministry of doing hair for people that are sheltered, you know, with homeless people, battered women shelters. The couple places that I do also, I want to reach terminally ill as well. And this ministry is very much so needed out there. There's so many of them to reach, and I can't do it on my own. I really am working on getting a portfolio of volunteers, and that is my biggest mission right now. And I'm very thankful that you are interviewing me about this ministry, because I know the need is there, and I just need to get more people involved and to know about it. Helping Hands Haircuts, and that is the cause, as Helping Hands Haircuts. And by being the hands and feet of Jesus, we are reaching people that are less fortunate, and it's helpful. Most of the outreaches that I do are kids, for kid related, you know, because it's a big expense for parents also to get their kids in for haircuts, but it's also a way to reach the children who need desperately to hear about Jesus.
I want to put some information on my website about you so that people have a way to connect with you more easily. You know, if they're familiar with my website, they can just connect to you. So I want people to be on the alert for my website to find out information about you, because when you told me what you do and you told me the ministry that you have, I just found it fascinating. And I'm hoping that if there's anybody in that field, cosmetology, that they'll connect with you, because
barbers, even barbers,
absolutely,
yes,
the power of touch, you know, there are seven love languages, and some of it's touch. And imagine if that was your love language, and that would be an easy way for you to start introducing Christ's love to them. Before we get too involved in what you do, how is it that you use your ministry to witness to them, to show Christ's love? How is it that you do that? Can you walk us through what you do when you're out and about?
Yes, sure. When I am doing the ministry, I basically speak to the people about where they are in their walk, their faith walk. And I just share with them not only my own personal experience, but I just feel like I'm showing them God's love, Jesus's love, and that I'm able to pray with them. And I ask them always, is there any prayer need that you have so that I can pray for you? people never turn it down. And it's just amazing the power of prayer. The whole ministry is where God says plant seeds.
Right.
And those seeds, God makes them grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know by being obedient, by planting those seeds, it's for the glory of God, and He will use those seeds and cause them to grow. I'm partnership with Discipleship Ministry International, and we do discipleship, discipling and mentoring people. It could be small groups, could be one-on-one, and that's another powerful avenue that is very much so needed in the world, so that people understand why our hope is in Christ, so that we can, our faith can grow, and that we can be grounded and rooted and have the ability to share it much more easily.
So tell us more about what you are planning and some of the things that you want to share with us.
I'm constantly working on getting events together. Some are smaller than others. There's a large one coming up, and it will be this Saturday, the 22nd of October, and it will be in El Mirage. The other ministry outreach is the following month in November, and that is I'm partnershipping with the Church for the Nations, and we're going to be doing something at Central High School, and it's going to be November 12th, and I'm just looking forward to bringing the servants' hearts to help out, and I work on trying to get donations for products as well, like little samples or anything that we can pass out to the kids. The one scripture that I just dearly love is when Jesus prays for all the believers, and he prays it in John 17, this world that's struggling with hope, and they just are looking in wrong places.
Right.
I have the light now, and I just want to shine the light. And Jesus, only He alone could take this broken vessel that I was and use me now for Him. I just have this heart of bettering the world for Him. And I'm just so grateful for that.
I specifically love when God actually speaks with His mouth. I don't actually hear it with my ears, but I hear it with my mind. And I know it's not a thought that I could have put in my mind, because it's not a thought I would have ever had on my own.
Right.
And then my heart. So it's like, I want people to get that. I want them to hear God the way I've heard Him, the way you've heard Him, because there's nothing else in the world quite like it. And when He speaks to you, you can't help but want more of Him to speak to you. And you just want that relationship even more. And I just cherish that, and I want that to go to other people. So if there's people hurting right now listening to the broadcast, I'd encourage them to get in touch with you so you can disciple them, so you can show them how they can find that relationship with Jesus, with God, because really, you're right, this world is hopeless. What do you have if your loved one dies, if your child dies, if your spouse dies? What do you have when you're full of grief? If you don't have God, that's why people go to drugs and alcohol. They're going to that because they don't know how to fill that hurt. That hurts so bad. Or if they've been abused, they don't know how to fill that heart that's hurt so bad because they've been hurt. And only God could take away those pains mm-hmm. that we've suffered. If people want to find out more about you now, I noticed you're partnered with Christ-Centered. Is that yes. the evangelism part?
That Christ-Centered is a ministry office that we have many Christian ministries that use the facility. One being Yoga for the Soul is one, and it's Christ-Centered yoga, which is wonderful. And it's quiet time that you get to pray, worship, and praise God.
Absolutely.
And the other part is our discipleship. And then Love Link Lord is also out of there, which is the Helping Hands haircuts and doing the discipleship. There is just an amazing move in that facility. It's growing. People are getting aware of our location is at 51st Avenue and Cactus. North, yes, the northwest corner. The address is 12238 North 51st Avenue in Glendale.
There's a flower shop right next to it. It's across the street from Albertsons.
That is correct. Yes, yes.
So if there was a big message, a central theme, a central message that's always been on your heart or is on your heart constantly, what was that message that you have?
That message is just to that God says that there the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. And that just speaks deeply into my heart to see the world the way it is today and how true, how very, very true that that is. And we can't just get so busy and wrapped up in our own personal lives, our family, our work and everything, and forget about God's commission to us is to go out there and tell the world so that they may believe that the Father sent me. And I just know that I'm a farmer for God, and I know that working for Him is my purpose, my greatest purpose. And so I'm just really looking forward to God moving in this ministry. And if anyone is at all interested, not only to help with volunteering, but if they are interested to look into a nonprofit donation, they can send that to P.O. Box 5175, Glendale, Arizona, 85312, to Love Link Lord Ministry. You will get a donation receipt for that. And I also have a few little thank yous that come with that. There's some bags that have Christian messages that people can, you know, get for donating money. And the Facebook page tells a lot about the ministry. And you have to be sure that you're typing it all really as one word, as it's linked together.
Yeah,
so
there's
it's,
no spaces.
Right, no spaces. Love Link Lord Ministry.
Now, she's my friend on Facebook. I'm Amber May. So if you want to find her, you can always find her through my friends too. And she'll be on my website. And we're going to make sure you guys get connected with her, because I want, if you feel any tug in your heart whatsoever right now, whether you want to donate supplies, whether you want to donate your time, any tug at all, this is God asking you, hey, help me out, help her out. She's doing my will. Help her do my will. So partner with her. She's a wonderful friend of mine. I want you to partner with her. I believe in what she's doing, and she can affect a lot of people. Is there some more contact information we can give out?
I'm working on a website. It's going to be lovelinklord.org. And so just look forward to getting more information there also when that is complete.
So the best way to contact you right now is either through Facebook or the P.O. Box?
Correct.
Okay, so give us the P.O. Box.
And an email. Okay. I forgot. I have an email, wonderful, which is lovelinklord@cox.net.
What's the P.O. Box again?
The P.O. Box is 5175 Glendale, Arizona, 85312.
Well, I want to thank Cheryl so much for joining us. She is the founder of Love Link Lord Ministries, and one of her outreaches is Helping Hands Haircut. If you're a hairdresser, a cosmetologist, or if you have any supplies with hygiene products, she would love to have that, because she goes to battered women's shelters. She deals with homeless people, you know, these and students, you know, in poor neighborhoods. This is what they could use, okay? So please partner with her if you felt a tug on your heart. That's God saying, help my child, help my servant. So remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you. And also find her on my website at AmberMayShow.com.